I liked her so much that I watched the remake of Can't Buy Me Love starring Nick Cannon.
There is some paranormal activity in my home.
Woodwinds, how's the woodwinds looking this year? Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Welcome to episode 237 of the show. Very, very stoked to have you back in the mix. We love you all. I'm grateful for every single one of you. Thank you for being our friends. I am joined now, as I am every week, by co-host of the show from Hoboken, New Jersey, Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
Doing well. I got nothing at the top of
AIDS.
The show.
I thought you were going to say AIDS. You're like, I got...
I've got the bug. Like, sorry. I was with someone who wasn't well.
Yeah. Spending time in the baths. That'll do it.
You know, the whole thing with the bathhouse.
Yeah.
It seems very unsanitary.
If you mean if there's gay sex going on in there?
No, just bathhouses in general.
Oh, right. Like the Korean ones and the Russian ones.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of fungi.
Could be. I've been to the Korean ones, and it's not too bad.
I believe I went to a Korean one once.
Yeah, but that's like, I think that the ones I've been to maybe are a little more upscale. I'm sure there's some sketchier ones.
Yeah, well, if we're talking run-of-the-mill bathhouse situation.
Yeah, I'd be a little concerned. Well, anytime there's fluids, I mean fungus for sure, because it's damp.
Right, I mean, unless it's... See, you don't want too much chlorine because it stinks.
Yeah.
But you want a lot of chlorine at the same time because you want to kill things.
Right, and it's indoors, so you don't want... It'll burn your eyes, you know?
There's a good Jim Gaffigan routine where he's talking about when you check into a hotel with an indoor pool, and it's either that when you walk in, you think either they have an indoor pool or they're cleaning up a murder scene.
Yes.
Because it's so strong. Like the lobby smells like chlorine.
Yeah, this place I take my kids skiing in Utah, we stay at this hotel, and it's a pretty shitty hotel. It's like a small, not like a resort area. It's like a kind of a locals mountain type place.
Yeah.
And so we stay at this hotel, and the hotel has an indoor pool. And so after we ski all day, I take them down to just... They want to go in the pool,
which is delightful to like have a dip after skiing.
Yeah, yeah, because there's like a steam room in there. So I'll bring a book and a couple of beers, and I'll just sit there and drink my beers and read my book while they swim for a little while till they're done.
Yeah,
but it is so intensely chlorinated in there.
Yeah, the air quality is poor.
Yeah, my eyes are burning. I can barely.
The pages are disintegrating.
I can barely sit there. I finally finished Ozark.
Oh, season two?
Yeah, season two.
I haven't started it yet.
Oh my God, I didn't want it to end.
Was it good? I remember liking season one.
Yeah.
But without trying to compare it, just feeling like it feels a little poor man's Breaking Bad-ish, but still starring, I mean, I've been on record loving... We've both been loving Bateman, and I think Laura Linney's good. It's just I plan on watching the season two, but it wasn't something that I was like, oh, day it drops. Like Black Mirror, I was all about the second season or third season started. This one, like, I'll get to it, but I'm just
you'll end up binging it.
Yeah.
It's that kind of show where you just want to just keep watching it. It was good. It was really good. And now I'm like halfway through the season of Better Call Saul, and I'm knee deep in that. I'm way into that as well. I love that show.
Yeah, I'm behind everything. I am just starting Better Call Saul, which
yeah, it's
I think that show is tremendous, but yeah, so I'm just good. Starting with that one.
And it's, you know, it's like a slow burn.
Yeah.
You know, so like it's not like somebody's getting murdered every episode. It's like it builds, you know, and you're like, shit happening? I don't know. But that's what's cool about it is it just kind of like meanders a little bit, but they keep it interesting. And it's like a little bit happens every episode. And now I'm like halfway through the season, I think. And shit's starting to go on.
It's a good problem to have these days. There's so much content.
Too much TV. Yeah.
Too much everything.
Yeah.
The podcast that I have to listen to that I mean to. Like I want to watch, I want to listen to season two of the Clinton impeachment right. stuff.
Slow burn.
I loved season one, but I just haven't gotten to it because there's just so much to listen to, so much to watch, so much to everything, which is a good problem.
Yeah, I got to keep up on my like regular listens, the ones that are like topical, like the Baller Lifestyle podcast.
Yeah, of course, Baller Lifestyle, but I listen to The Daily, which is like a 20-minute recap of what's happening in that day's news from the New York Times. But you can't wait 3 months on that one.
No, you got it. That's
if you want to listen to it, you got to listen to it that day.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but there's a million things.
And I need to know, were you able to complete an entire sober September?
Oh, yeah. We're in October. Oh. Yes. I'm on the way. I'm into October. My goal was Halloween.
Yeah.
But I think I'm doing a Spartan race a few days before, so I think maybe that night I'll treat myself. Like October 28th, something like that. So
that's a goal.
Fuck it. Like I'm there. You know, when I get there, I'm fine.
How do you train for the Spartan? Is it mostly just running?
It's just cross train. You know, insanity, that kind of, well, you got to be able to like, jump, climb. And so it's just cross training, whatever. But the first time I ever did one of those is I just jogged and lifted weights.
And it wasn't enough.
No. And it just was, you know, when you play basketball for the first time in a long time, anytime you don't use certain muscles, you get that crazy soreness that you just didn't know muscles existed. So for me, the thing that seems to prepare me for these races is the basic cross training thing. So
So
I just do insanity.
So I also made it through pretty easily through my sober month.
For me, I can do it. I find it boring though.
Yeah, but it's like I didn't really have anything to do, so I've made a deal with myself. Like if there's something fun. And not just like texting buddies and having them meet me at a bar after work on Friday. That doesn't count.
I have to go against that. I did have one single beer Saturday because we went out to dinner with friends of ours.
Yeah,
I had one, and like whatever. I'm not winning some award, but yeah, I had one.
Yeah, you didn't get drunk. Well, you didn't have two.
I seriously had one beer, which I can't remember the last time I had a beer and didn't have a second beer.
And you know what? When you go, I'm going to have one beer and you just like, no, hey, I'm only going to have a beer. You really can enjoy that beer. Right. You'll really like sit there and just get with it because you know it's the only one you're having. It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yes, I made a deal with myself that I wasn't like, I'm not going to avoid fun just because I don't want to drink, but I'm also not going to manufacture fun just so I can drink. And we were supposed to see some friends that we hadn't seen a long time last weekend, and I'm like, well, I'll drink because I haven't seen, you know, that's a good reason. But then they canceled, and so we're supposed to see them this weekend, but there's a possibility that they're going to cancel again, so I might just keep this thing rolling.
Right, but if it happens, the problem is if you're like, oh no, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Because my first instinct when Michelle was like, all right, let's go out to dinner, I was thinking, oh, can't we just wait until later in the year? And then it's like, well, no, I just have to live life. And if I can enjoy, you know, one beer, it's not going to kill anyone.
Yes, totally.
I'm with but yeah, I feel good in that. Not that I feel physically any different, but I feel good in that. Like, I do know I can not have it if I've turned down happy hour every Friday of September. Like, I can, you know, I can withstand it if I need to.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you got a problem, we can get you help. There's nothing to be ashamed of, Ed.
Listen, I know plenty of people that have problems and have taken care of it, and good for them. I'm 90% of my family that hasn't taken care of it. I can see that too. All reinforcing the stereotypes.
Oh, so good. That's it. And I assume, like everybody else, you're super fired up. The Dodgers won their game 163. And they've won the division.
Oh, did they have that division winning game? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, there was two division winning games, and the Dodgers won the West, and the Milwaukee Brewers, who I was nearly certain were in the American League. They're not. They're in the National League Central. They won that division.
Well, all the Orioles trade partners, all the fire sale, they traded to the Braves, the Brewers, and the Dodgers, and they all won their divisions.
Right, they all won their divisions, and now the Dodgers will. They'll probably again. They will get me on a very much of a roller coaster of emotions, and then at the end, they will disappoint me at some point, either in a championship series or the World Series, and then I'll be like, I just fucking wasted a month watching these guys, and then I'll be very depressed at the end. So
that's how I feel about pretty much every sport I watch. At the end, you're like, what did I just do?
Yeah, why'd I do that? Like, they're eventually going to lose, but sometimes they don't, you know?
You never know. You never know.
Yeah. Okay. We have an email, or we have a voicemail. Manuel and Gardena has been very prolific. I, once again, had to choose from one of three voicemails to play this week, and one was a very long explanation of something about OJ Simpson, followed up by a clarity, then another that was like 3 minutes, the first one, and then there was another one that was a clarification of what he meant from the one before.
Oh,
and then so I can't go down that road. Then he sent another one, and a lot of Twitter action, a lot of anti Manuel and Gardena.
That's right. And what do we say about him? We could have 10,000 more. We take it. Absolutely.
He's a great guy. Great guy. I guess he calls the Jim Rome show. I don't listen to the Jim Rome show. I don't know anybody that calls that show. So it's not an issue to me, but people that do listen to that show are tweeting me, oh, we got to hear him again on your show. And then they sent me a link to one of his calls, and I listened to a little bit of it, and he's reading, and I'm like, well, he doesn't read his calls on my show. He just plays it off the cuff. And this one, in fact, I believe he's driving. I listened to a little bit of it. So,
he's not reading then.
Yeah. Manuel is free to call anytime he'd like. And as is anyone else, if you don't like Manuel, you can
drown him out with your own call.
Yeah. You could, hey, tell us what you think about Manuel. I think Manuel's a fantastic caller.
I do.
Let's hear what he has to say this week.
Secretary, where the hell's Brian? Damn it, Brian, you did it again.
He thinks I'm going to answer the phone.
Hi, Brian. Hey, thanks for the love, man. Wanted to extend an invitation, being that you don't really like smoking with people. This goes to you and Easy Edward. DM me a address you are comfortable with receiving marijuana at. I will send you guys a couple of fat tubes. No lacing on it, no yayo, no angel dust, just pure cannabis sativa, brother. THC. A gift from me to the ballers, all right? I understand, total stranger, don't really feel like getting blended with.
No, definitely.
Again, I'll roll you guys some fat cone sleeps, and I'll send them via mail. Got a lot of proven buddies, so I'm well-versed in getting through the USPA. All right? Just let me know, brother. Hi.
Right, what a pal.
That's the best part. Are you able to post weed to your buddies in prison? I don't think you could do that.
I think he's what you would call a mover and a shaker.
Yeah,
he's getting shit people. Done. He knows people. He's got an in with the USPS. You know what? I would trust what he'd send.
Oh, sure.
However, Manuel, I've got hookups. One of my wife's good friend lives about a half mile from us, and he is in the business.
Oh, nice.
I've got a relative that is very much in the business for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me...
All the weed you need.
I got all the weed I need.
Now, same, I mean, Manuel, I appreciate it, but we both live here in Southern California, where we finally legalized recreational marijuana, so there are delivery services.
By the way, when I was in California, I was surprised that I didn't see nearly as much. I mean, in Venice, but that's always been the case. But outside of that, I didn't see too much in the way of weed places, whereas you drive through Colorado, and pretty much every minute you're driving, you see some sort of weed place.
Well, that's the thing. So the weed places, unfortunately, still have to operate outside of the bounds of the law, because while recreational marijuana is legal in the state of California, it is still illegal to open a dispensary in most of the municipalities within the state of California. Mm. So, because tax money is apparently something they don't need in these cities. Meanwhile, the cities where it is legal are just, their coffers are overflowing.
Yeah, the fish are jumping in the boat.
Right.
apparently.
So you don't see it around as much as you will eventually.
Yeah, apparently there are, it's happening in New Jersey very soon with the governor was Christie, and who was the figurative and literal blockade of everything.
He was anti-weed, which is surprising because he's
pro-munchies.
Seemed to have a perpetual case of the munchies. Yeah. He's anti-weed, but pro-meatball sandwich.
But the new guy, it's been talked about as something happening, and people were, certain towns are worried, well, we don't want weed tourism from New York City,
yeah.
but from things I've heard, the mayor of Hoboken is pro weed tourism, so pro money. So I think it will be coming to my Mile Square City soon enough.
You have a woman mayor, yeah?
No, we have a Sikh mayor. That's the big. During Hurricane Katrina, she sucked. She sucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was one of these people. Who jumped on Christie after half of America had jumped on Christie.
Right. Like, when it was popular.
You know, like, kind of, I mean, fine, he sucked, but she made a big show of it after the big hurricane came through, and she did some grandstanding after he had already taken a beating over the bridge gate and all the other bullshit, like, she just kind of sucks, but the new guy seems all right.
Cool, dude. They just got to figure out how the mob can still get its cut so that
it was crazy. So I moved here in the late 90s, and the first four mayors I had went to jail.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah. One guy lasted like a week. He got caught. Yeah. He got taped doing some shady shit in a diner.
Right. talking to some union leaders.
Yeah. We get some kickbacks.
Plumbers Union. Hey, bros. How's it going? Need to get y'all's thoughts on a situation that has left me at a loss for words. The other day, the boy child and I were in serious need of getting our ears lowered. So we book it on over to the nearest chain hair salon. We were in luck. as there were two open chairs right next to each other, I give instructions to the stylist cutting the boy's hair and then settled in to get my wig split. Everything was going fine until my stylist asked me to tilt my head down so that she could shape up the back of my neck. Side note, if you get your neckline rounded off instead of squared off, you are a serial killer and need to be put on a watch list.
Agreed.
I don't give specific instructions for my neck. Anyway,
if you have it real short in the back, they ask you that question.
Yeah, squared.
What is round?
Yeah. Anyway, as I lowered my head, I shot a quick glance over to the boys' area and almost threw up. His stylist was cutting his hair in sandals.
Oh, so gross.
Her feet were covered in stranger hair from high ankle to the tips of her toes, in between the toes, between the foot and the sandal. Who knows how many clients she had before us? I was obviously mortified. When the haircuts were done, I hugged my son like I've never hugged him before. As a parent, I can't believe I put him in such a dangerous situation. He could tell that something was wrong. The car ride home was quiet. When he questioned me, all I could muster was, "Monsters walk among us, son." It's about time for a haircut again. What do I do? Your friend, Trav in the Braz.
Ah, Trav. Oh, I feel for you. If I were cutting hair, which hair is so gross. I really wouldn't want to touch people's hair.
Yeah.
However,
disgusting.
However, if I were, I think I would dress like I'm going to wade in a cranberry bog. Like those giant chest-high boots things.
Waders. Yes.
Fuck that.
But the hair could
anything touching because if you've got somebody's
sealed
hair,
off.
If you're wearing a pair of Nikes, that like the hair is gonna get kind of in there. That's really gross. I never thought about it, but I suppose if I saw sandals, that would be
so if you really were a barber, gross. you'd be dressed like Walter White.
Yeah. Hazmat suit.
Yeah. Goggles, the whole setup.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get my hair cut by this chick, and I think last time I was there, she was wearing boots. I don't know. I've never noticed her wear sandals, but it wouldn't be an issue for me. I mean, she's cutting the hair off of me, and it's falling. Like, let it fall wherever it falls. It's not getting on me, right?
Oh, the person getting their hair, they wear the big bib and then you take off the bib and it's fine.
See, I'm good,
but
to
it
go,
is so. Pretty gross to think about somebody getting somebody else's hair. I used to go to a place, I finally found just a barber because Supercuts, one time my barber was closed and I went to Supercuts and they needed my phone number to give me my haircut.
So they could text you.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, I'm not Larry David Vigilant. But
you don't
just
like giving it out.
I was just annoyed and I couldn't let it go. I was like, I there's no reason for anyone from the Supercuts organization to ever call me. I'm not giving you my number. She said, well, I have to put you in the system. And there was nobody else there.
Just put all twos.
So I gave her 1-900-MIX-A-LOT. And she just gave me like a dirty look. And I said, it is a number. So yes.
Yeah.
It is a number.
Yeah,
hey, he hasn't used that
specials.
Number in years. That's my new number.
Yeah,
that song was years ago.
Yeah, but then you were going to the black barber shop, but it was filled with black nerds. Was that just a one time?
No. I still felt at home, even though there was a little comic book talk there. But I liked these dudes, and then apparently they all got up and left one day. And so it stopped being a black barbershop and just became a barbershop, which I'm fine with. It became a mixed clientele. But the woman who now seems to – I get her every time who cuts my hair. She's like an aging punk rocker and her hair looks terrible.
Yeah.
Her hair is like – it looks like it was cut with clamshells.
Because they do it – they go hairstylist. They really go for it with the –
Yeah, but her hair looks like she cut it herself while off-roading. So it looks really bad. Yeah. And I mean, I have a pretty simple haircut. So it's hard to fuck up. If Michelle could just learn how to fade, we would be all right. I could avoid this, but she can't. So I used to shave my head for years, and now I have to go to deal with the riffraff at barbershops.
Brutal. That's the least she could do, is learn how to do a proper head shave.
I just get the 1.5 on the side and fade it
up. Clean up the neck.
Yeah, clean up and square it for sure, because I'm not a serial killer.
Square it off, yeah. Ballers. I was listening to the latest podcast today and caught your offer to chat with listeners / subscribers via Skype some evening. I basically never sleep, so if you ever want to chat with a high school band teacher from central Minnesota, loyal listener of the podcast and Patreon subscriber, hit me up.
Some bedside conversations. Bro.
I don't know if I'm interesting or not, but I'll give it a go. But if it doesn't work out, that's okay too.
No.
I'm stuck in a car today as my wife and I have to travel to Western North Dakota for a funeral. 7 hours in the car with the in-laws. Jesus.
Is that the one with Mount Rushmore?
That's South Dakota.
So there's nothing in North
Dakota. There's nothing. Yeah, it's the one that borders Canada and it has like no people.
And there's no even better than Mount Rushmore, the big crazy horse thing. That's in South probably too.
Yeah. Oh, you mean, is that, you're talking about the Black Hills where, Custer?
Yeah. I think
General Custer's last stand,
but I think they're doing like a whole carve a mountain kind of cool looking shit there. That's what I heard.
Yeah. I think that's all the actions in South Dakota, Ed. Also, what's up with these multiple Dakotas?
I'll tell you what it was. That's gerrymandering 101. They needed to add states to the union. They're like, let's get two Republican states out of this instead of one. North and South. That's how
same
it works.
Same with the Carolinas. The Carolinas are old school.
They're old school. I'm guessing that had to do with some sort of farmer dick measuring contest that happened. But no, well, the Dakotas was a straight up like, well, we need to create four senators out of this.
Right. The Dakotas are fucking huge and they have no people. Meanwhile, my state, I got all the people. We got all the fucking people here. We get the same two fucking senators as everybody else.
You have two less senators than the Dakotas combined.
Right. That's bullshit. Oh, what was he saying? Oh, but to pass the time, I have re-downloaded the past few episodes, Hero, particularly the Smokey and the Bandit review. Many of your podcasts are even better the second time. What a hero. My uncle was a huge Burt Reynolds fan, and he even owns a replica of the Trans Am. And Hal Needham, producer of many Burt Reynolds films, was kind enough to sign his signature inside the trunk lid. Nice. As a young child, my uncle brought me to Smokey and the Bandit in the theater, and then later on, he brought me to Cannonball Run. That's a classic, too, which is still one of my favorite campy movies of all time. Keep up the excellent work. That is from Chuck Spear.
Good man, Chuck.
Great dude. Yeah, he's a good dude. But my idea for the call-in Patreon shows is, yes, I would call you, but then you could ask me or us things. It's me. I would just call you because you're not listening live, so you don't know when I'm available to call. But I could get a list of people that want to talk. And then I would call out to you because I'm in control of the recording side of the recording aspect of it. But then I wouldn't be like, hey, Chuck, thanks for picking up, man. First time, long time. Listen, what's going on in central Minnesota? A lot of lakes out there. You ice fishing, teaching the kids how to play the oboe, the woodwinds. How's the woodwinds looking this year?
Oh, man, I'm just looking. I can't get off the line that said 7 hours in the car with in-laws. That is probably – there are many reasons why I live where I live. But I think the amount of time in a car – because I'm guessing it's 7 hours in a car because there's no better option.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably...
I mean, air travel can be very expensive, but 7 hours in a car, that I haven't driven 7 hours in the car since I was in college.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's
time.
Too far. It's too far. I have
and
driven
then
that far.
The in-laws on top of it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I've driven to... I've driven to Northern California occasionally. I always try to fly when I go up there, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. There's no flights or whatever, and it's a last minute thing. I mean, there's always flights, but it can be cost prohibitive at the last minute. And I've driven, and it's like 6 hours or so to where we go.
I drove to Pittsburgh, and I think that was like 5.5, 6. And
yeah, that's the limit.
It broke my spirit.
That's the limit. But I drove up there last. Oh yeah, it was last Thanksgiving. I drove up to Marin and I drove back. It was Thanksgiving weekend, Ed, and the drive home. I mean, there was just so many people on the road. It took more than 9 hours.
Oh,
to get home, and it was just really one of the worst days of my life. It was really one of the worst things that's ever happened.
There's nothing good about that day.
No, it's the worst. Okay, and then we got a bunch of emails. So there's a lot of, like, I get that because we're friends with Travis and Jason and those guys worked on the Jim Rome show for a long time, we get a lot of crossover audience. But we're getting a lot of, Jim Rome-style emails to me that they think I'm going to read on the show. And also... some guy that calls himself Gord in Alberta has sent us something that was so crude that I would never read it on the air.
This is a Jim Rome style.
Well, I don't know. I just assume that all these, the other ones were like, there's people send me a lot of, on that show, it's like a thing to, the joke is to like make the person that sent the email the punchline. So you go, hey, signed, and then it's like a funny name. Like, it's funny. I can't think of one, but anyway. Okay. It's not that funny, and it's not – I've never laughed at one, and yet people are sending them to me. So I just – it's just – there's a place for that, like, and it's not here. Like, I'm much more interested in your drives to North Dakota, the bad Dakota, the worst of the two Dakotas. And,
yeah,
we do it a little bit different here, and I'm not interested in any kind of like flatulence humor. Like, you're not going to trick me into reading something that I think is funny. So, I mean, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you, but it's not. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's good. What I do think is good is our new format of...
I do too. Less reading.
Blasting through what happened. Then we could talk about everything, because a lot of times there's stuff we want to talk about that we just don't have time.
Yeah,
but now
exactly.
We got time. Hit me. What happened in sports this week?
You're a big tennis fan. Sloane Stephens.
Tennis. Yep. She won the U.S. Open 2 U.S. Opens ago.
Yeah. Well, she was feuding with an opponent and said, fucking bitch tried to hit me.
Yeah. Well, did she?
She tried to. I think she failed, but she was trying.
Yeah, so. I like that. We need more rivalries. Remember, like, my all-time favorite tennis player, John McEnroe, still want to get that tattoo.
Yeah.
He had a rivalry with Jimmy Connors. Jimmy Connors was a real prick.
Everyone hated him. Everyone.
Right. They seriously disliked each other, and it was great for the game. Now these days, everybody's buddies and everybody's happy when they lose to some other asshole. Fuck that.
I understand it's probably healthier that we're not treating it like everything is life and death, but it does bother me when everybody's like buddying, palling around with each other after a game as if they didn't give a shit and you just watched and cheered for your team and then they're high-fiving and hugging and really like just joking around with the guy that just beat them. It's like, well, what am I doing cheered for you guys? You don't even seem upset about this.
Right. Yeah. So you should be more angry that you lost. Yeah. So I got to take, I don't know who she was feuding with.
Yeah. I don't know the scenario behind the headline, but I'm pro Sloane Stephens here.
Yeah. I'm with Sloane Stephens, and that other chick that tried to hit her probably was a fucking bitch.
Yeah. Don't try to hit her.
Yeah. What else?
Come at the king. You best not miss. Former NBA scrub Chris Dudley once allegedly smashed a pint glass on someone's head while defending Brett Kavanaugh in college at Yale.
Well, we should put him on the Supreme Court then. Chris Dudley. He went to Yale. Is he a Yaley?
Yeah. He was a goon in the NBA. I remember
wasn't he on the Nets?
He was on the Knicks. Yeah. And I remember there was a playoff game. That team was Sprewell. And Dudley probably had like 10, 12 points. And the crowd was going crazy because it was the scrub white guy that was somehow able to make four baskets and hit two foul shots in a game.
Remember,
I mean, he sucked.
In the 90s, every team had one real tall white guy like that was the Jack 12th Haley? Guy. Yeah, Jack Haley, RIP.
Yeah.
Brian Scalabrine. Like, there's all – everybody every team, had right. just one guy that John would just Contact. Hang out. Yeah, there just one kind of one white dude, and that's you don't see that anymore.
And
fuck Chris Dudley.
And as for without going the political thing with Kavanaugh, it's not hard for people to just admit things. And I'm not saying admit to sexual assault, but like, it's weird to not talk about. Yeah, I was an asshole when I was 17, 18.
Yeah, I went to prep school.
Yeah, because just about everyone could say yeah. I was a clown and struggled with my booze early on. Like that's the story of everyone. To paint yourself as a guy that never struggled, you're really opening yourself up.
But also, just find all this shit out beforehand and just nominate some other asshole.
Right. But even if you wanted to nominate the guy that was a goon in high school, you just take a different approach with it. You never take the choir boy approach. What's the upside?
He was also doing that thing that everyone does when they lie, where he gives too much of an answer, where they're like,
right.
Did you drink in high school? And all he had to say was yes.
Right.
But he's like, yeah, I drank beer. I like beer. I still, and it goes on for like a minute.
Do you?
And it's like, dude, just say, you're not doing well at this. Just say yes. Yeah. Right. I drink.
But anyway, Bucks coach Dirk Cutter calls for his
Cutter. Dirk Cutter used to be the. I can't believe this because
he was Arizona State coach.
Yeah, and he was bad. He was terrible coach.
Yeah, he's been like an offensive coordinator a bunch of places. But the Bears crushed the Bucks, and he's the head coach of the Bucks. And after the game, he called for his own firing. He said, "All of us, including myself, should be fired."
Oh, that's great. I love that. What happened to Fitzmagic? I was all in on Fitzmagic.
Yeah. It was a fun story while it lasted, but it lasted exactly as long as it possibly could have.
And every NFL season is pretty much the same. There's two good teams.
Yeah.
The rest are just exactly the same. Everyone's the same. There's no one really. It's the two Missouri teams are the two good teams, and that's it.
What are the two Missouri teams?
The Rams, St. Louis Rams, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Are the St. Louis Cardinals still playing there too? Vince Lomax?
Neil Lomax? They moved to Arizona.
So here's a headline that's just not fun to read. Surfer dies from brain-eating amoeba after visiting Texas wave pool.
Oh, that is, I follow like some surf industry dudes and I've seen people at this wave pool recently. I think it's in Waco. Is that, well, there's multiples.
Yeah. I'll look there's at the one exact
in,
one.
There's but one in Austin.
The whole plot of North Shore was the guy learned from his Arizona. Trade at an Arizona wave pool.
Rick Kane.
Yeah.
This is terrifying. This happens sometimes. In places where there's like hot springs, this amoeba will live, this parasite can live in warm water and you suck it up your nose.
But they don't chlorinate these wave pools enough?
Well, I don't know. It seems like they would. I don't know about like this.
You're supposed spot. To do it. This is a very shallow RIP, link.
That's very sad.
Yeah, RIP, New Jersey yeah. guy. Texas High School explains why it burned effigy of black player.
I'd like to hear that explanation.
I read it before. I think it's like, well, we always do this. We always.
Oh, it just so happened that the guy was black. Yeah. But you shouldn't burn any effigies.
Yeah, these are kids.
Like we're post effigy.
Yeah.
Burning.
And you're Van High School. None of this yeah. matters.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's even more. And I'm not like one of these politically correct people. Like, you can have fun with shit.
But you're
you
know? You burning you guys can go a high at school it. Kid.
Yeah. But that's a little nuts. Like, you're way too into it. Calm down.
And when I said run none of through it matters, the sign, the website that they were posting it from was easttexasmatters.com.
Oh, but it doesn't. East no. Texas does not matter.
Nope. Nobody's thinking about you. Fiance of White Sox pitcher Jace Fry appears to nuke their engagement via Instagram by sending out a picture of them kissing with the caption, "When you think he won't give you an STD again."
This is like one of my favorite headlines ever. Couple things. One, the again part is just
yeah.
so just amazing. Secondly, all these fucking baseball players are such dirty, dirty dogs. Like Jeter.
A lot of road trips.
A lot of rumors about Jeter. Who's the guy, Ryan Braun, when he got popped, when he got suspended like half a season for steroids,
yeah.
he was like, no, you don't understand. It was my herpes medication. And to me, like, I'd even if it were my herpes medication, I'd probably be just like,
no, I was juicing.
I did steroids. Yeah, sorry.
No, I wanted more pop.
I was trying to rehab an injury. Like, I was doing it for the fans. I wanted to be the best I could be. I definitely do not have herpes. Like, if anybody says it's because I had herpes, they're fucking lying. But all of these guys are so dirty. I think it starts in the minor leagues because they have groupies.
Sure. In minor leagues, like rookie ball, they're all banging the house mom, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Or the daughter or just yeah. the town.
Or the Susan Sarandon of their town.
Yes. It's what a way. But now, well, the chick's not bad looking. Now they can really put you on Front Street with this.
Yeah, this Instagram. And also,
yeah.
the you never want to judge a book by its cover or judge a ball player's diseases by their name. But Jace Fry, yeah. he probably was born with an STD.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a very STD having name.
I like this other post she has. 26th birthday at the ballpark, wasting another year of my life on a sociopath. When you think he won't give you an STD again, so good.
And I read their website on the knot is still there. So maybe she's still thinking third time might be the charm.
Well, maybe she doesn't. Maybe she doesn't have the password or she just still wants to collect the registry.
Yeah, I'll take your Pottery Barn beer mugs.
Maybe people can buy her the honeymoon and then we can get a rom-com out of it. She can like auction off the other ticket, but it's got to be someone else named Jace Fry because it was already booked in his name.
So she's got towels that say Jace and whatever, so she's just got to find a new Jace.
Yeah, then they end up falling in love. Anyway, although I got to be honest, I don't think she really had much chance in life because, or actually, maybe they were perfect together because his name is Jace and her name is Kelsey, K E L S I.
Oh, creative spelling.
I mean, that's a very herpalicious couple there. I would say
we've had some, we've discussed some of our favorite headlines of all time. Yours with the wolf hybrids.
Wolf hybrids kill mini horse.
That's a good one. My favorite was when there was a brothel run out of hot dog truck, and it was hookers relish wieners. That was my favorite. We've got
brevity
one.
Brevity is what's amazing.
Yeah, we've got one that's up there. I'm not saying it's at the top, but it's in that Hall of Fame category. Aggressive goats addicted to human urine airlifted out of Olympic National Park, Washington. Apparently these goats were like really after human urine.
Hundreds of mountain goats in Olympic National Park, Washington have become so addicted to the salt found in human urine and sweat that they are an aggressive menace to national park visitors, charging at hikers and trampling vegetation. Wow. It's like they just need
picture,
a fix.
The picture of the airlifting, the goats look so confused, like they're not sure what's happening. They're just getting pulled away.
That is so crazy. How are they coming into contact with so much urine?
I guess just people piss along the trails, and they found a hankering.
Come along and lick it up.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the time when I was at a high school party.
And you were chasing after people for their urine?
We're a couple of us were in the back corner of the backyard taking a piss, and my buddy is like, hey, Brian, check this out. And I looked over. He's pissing a stream, and the family dog had come over and was just lapping it out of the air. It wasn't even hitting the ground because the dog just found it delicious.
Oh, that's good. Man steals 150 pounds of waffle mix, sells it to a stream of buyers on the waffle black market.
Amazing. I mean, there's a waffle black market. Yeah.
How could you move that much waffle mix?
Do you go to like a Denny's and knock on the back door and you're like, hey,
but that's the
thing. You guys looking to get hooked up?
In the South, you got to think they've got, and I just assumed he's in the South, but in the South, you've got Waffle House, you've got Denny's. I assume they already have a well-oiled operation with their suppliers.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting it. So yeah, it's the South.
And what, like waffle mix, is it, it's just like flour, right? It's flour.
I assume the type of waffle mix they're talking about is, yeah, essentially Bisquick or.
Yeah, it's got, Aunt maybe Jemima it's got like stuff. A little vanilla in it to make it a little tasty.
Right. But man, there's a black market. Yeah. That means for him to commit that kind of crime, he probably had some people like, you get your hands on some waffle mix. I'm your guy.
I don't mind a good fresh waffle.
Love waffles.
It's
love
been a long time since I've had one, but I would eat one.
Yeah. All right. Playboy who slept with 6,000 women dies while having sex.
I think I saw this. I might have sent,
you sent
this
it to me.
You. I think somebody tagged me in it on.
He looks like a Fabio stunt double.
Yeah, he's got the long hair, but also I do like that he appears to be, I don't know, 5'1".
Yeah, these girls are towering over him.
They're every picture. They're much taller than he is, and I mean, this is a dude that fucks. Like, where is this? Oh, he's Italian. The his Romeo of Rimini.
He really was married to that look.
Yeah, he's feathered. Well, yeah. He's got the open shirt, the gold chain. Might be some earrings there. What? I mean, looks pretty good for being in his 60s. It says that he was a famous nightclub promoter.
That means he was selling cocaine, right?
Yeah, he's had lots of cocaine. So that's really how you know that he fucked a lot. And again, we talked about this last week with ex-NBA player Jason Maxiel.
Right.
Who had to tell his wife on a talk show, his wife who was like his high school or college sweetheart, that he had fucked 341 women, which is an oddly specific number. Again, this guy, 6,000. Oh, he was having sex with a 23-year-old tourist at the time. He was 63. That's quite an age difference.
You're really putting your ticker to the test at that point. It's
just a real good cocaine connection, which would probably explain why he kicked off at 63.
Right.
But how did he arrive at that number? I mean, unlike Jason Maxiel, 341 exactly.
Okay,
I
how
assume
old was
this
he?
Dude let's, was doing some rounding.
Let's he's do 60, some math.
Nah. 63, and it said he like started night. He started his illustrious career at age 17 while working at a nightclub. So,
okay, so
that's like 45 years, 46
wait,
years.
He
of
died
fucking?
At 63.
63.
Okay, so he had 46. Let's just say 45 years.
45 years of just pure fucking.
And what was it? 6,000.
6,000.
I mean, he was 133.33 every year for 45 wow. years.
So that was
so that
basically
means if
like
he got
every
if he if
days.
He got sick, he had the flu, yeah. something like that yeah. that knocked him out for 4 days. He had to just make up for it.
What if, I assume he would travel. He would go home to like visit his mom for the holidays or
yeah,
Thanksgiving.
But he was probably banging flight attendants on the way.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, mom, I'm going to be in town Thursday through Saturday. Can you ring up some of your friends or any like neighborhood chicks? Because I'm going to need to fuck while I'm there.
Hey, mom, I'm going to Costco to get some Alberto VO5 for my hair. If I'm not back in 45 minutes, it's because I found somebody to have sex with in the parking lot.
When I get to your house, make sure my hot oil treatment is there, my self tanner, and a couple pieces of strange, preferably one for each day while I'm there. Don't worry, I will have cocaine and a sleeveless zip up t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm looking at this one outfit. Do you think he just goes into the haberdasher, his office, yeah. and said, you know what, can you make, you know, Johnny and the Karate Kid, that final gi, can you make it just but without any of the Cobra Kai symbols? Can I just wear like a plain black pseudo gi thing going on?
Well, do you think-
I need something to accentuate my chest hair and gold chain.
Do you think he goes, because he's Italian, a lot of good tailors in Italy, the best in the world.
Yeah.
Do you think he goes in to get fitted for a suit and they like get the pants on and they're like, hey, how do you dress that big old dick? And he's like, oh, yeah, to the left. And then they like get the pants all pinned and everything. And then they're like, okay, here, let's try the shirt. And he goes, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing? Just the vest.
And then, slow down. Slow
and
down.
It's like, but just... Get away from me with those shirts. I only wear a vest with the slacks. Let's see what you got in vests.
I wear a 46 sleeveless and low cut. He claimed to have once seduced a French journalist who was interviewing him. Well, before you finish that question, allow me to put my penis in your anus.
I've seen that porno and it's so unbelievable that
right,
I just
the
can't,
questions yeah. they're asking are just not yes. they're not going anywhere.
They're like, I was trying to be professional, but really I just wanted to fuck him. And I was like, that never happens. That's never happened to me.
In an effort to get my interview subject more comfortable, I asked him to take off his pants.
Oh, good.
Border agent starts 47,000-acre wildfire by shooting exploding target at a gender reveal party. I think we
got what he deserved.
One. Yeah, we got to add this one to the death penalty. 47,000 acres he destroyed for a party that nobody gives a shit about.
Yeah, he's...
Nobody cares about the sex of your baby. Not so one person, except for you and the mother.
He shot something that was like an exploding thing and it was like going to light up or something. And it was some tannerite, it was called. And it was like some super explosive, super flammable substance. And I don't, do we get an answer? Was it pink or blue? Do we know?
We didn't get an answer.
And we didn't get it actually revealed to us. But I do like
that. It's going to be a piece of shit. I know that.
Oh, yeah. He took responsibility for it. And he's got fined like $230,000.
$1 trillion?
Well, at first I saw like $8 million or something, or $40 million, but I guess.
Yeah, Border Patrol salary should cover that.
Right. Like a Border Patrol guy, that's what, maybe like $50,000?
Even if it's 100, even if he's booking all kinds of overtime, he's never paying back 47,000 acres worth of damage.
Then I saw that he's got – the plan was for him to pay it back was he was going to pay $100,000 up front. How does he have that? How does he have $100,000? He's got just six figures in cash laying around. And then he's going to pay $500 a month for the rest of his life pretty much to pay it back. But that's pretty good because you could go to prison for that.
We should just launch him in a giant pink and blue balloon. And then watch them both explode and he can plummet to the earth.
Yeah, that would be good.
But nobody cares. My buddy is having a son, and it's not like if he had a daughter, I'd be like, well, fuck this. I'm never talking to you again. Like, somebody else's kid is of no relevance to anyone. You're either going to like the kid or not, but it doesn't matter what gender it is.
I'm all about not finding out till it's born, and no one does that anymore. Is this like another way to get gifts? Like,
I'm sure it's essentially a baby shower, right?
Right. Is it? Well, I don't know. It's combined. So it's a way to get men to go to the baby shower, which is bullshit. Couple shower. Have you heard about this couple shower bullshit?
I've heard of situations where like guys show up at the baby shower. And muttered pussy under my breath when I hear that. Yeah, like, of course. Come on.
Hard pass.
Yeah. Mobile attic woman buried under tombstone depicting her favorite iPhone. So the entire tombstone is an iPhone.
That's pretty sweet.
You know what's awesome about this is 20 years from now. I mean, if you saw somebody's tombstone and it was like a big flip phone, you'd be like, that looks pretty terrible. Like, whatever she's getting buried underneath, it's going to look horribly outdated soon enough.
This chick was only 26. She's born. This is a really, really, really. I mean, it looks like an iPhone. It's a 5.
It's a well-done tombstone, but.
Yeah, it's got the rounded corners
on
it.
She didn't get the 10.
And she's, it's still got the button.
Yeah, come on.
But it's not like at least it's not a Samsung.
At the same time, I mean, this was in the oil-rich city of Ufa.
Yeah, so she must have had some rich parents. How'd she kick off? Is this a...
it said cause of death not revealed. Would assume that's cocaine, right?
Yeah, or fentanyl. Hmm. But in Russia, they got their own shit. They got the 2019 drugs over there. So it could be some shit we don't even know about. And it's like it's pretty ostentatious. Like the graveyard itself is pretty trashy. Like it's all overgrown. Like everyone else's grave is just bullshit.
Yeah, and this looks like
she's got this
graveyard.
Real nice one.
You know when you stumble upon a graveyard featuring Civil War era people and nobody who's related to the dead are around, so the thing looks like shit. That's what it just looks like, a giant iPhone in the middle of a Civil War graveyard.
Totally. I mean, this chick wasn't bad looking.
She
kind of
she's
got that Russian hooker vibe. She's got those bangs.
Yeah, she likes the bangs. She likes things that squeeze her breasts up to the top.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. It's always a little bit sadder when hot people die, don't you think?
When it's ugly, you feel like at least they're being spared of a lonely life.
If you die, you should be unattractive. That's all. That's, you know, it's, I get a little more upset if you're like cute and you die.
We're going to finish on a pretty sour note.
This is an epidemic. We just talked about this a couple. I thought it was going to be the same story.
I looked it up again because I thought maybe this is just a repeat, but that was in a different place and that was in April. And this,
yeah, the other one was in China. This one's in India.
Yeah. Well, electric wire knotted an 18-year-old's bladder after he shoved it into his urethra to arouse himself. What is happening?
What happened to jerking off?
Oh, I mean, I think I texted you. When you get to that point, it's because you've explored everything else.
Oh yeah, he's had everything inside his dick already, like bamboo skewers.
I can't shake pens. The thought that poor family dog. Sure. The poor dog. He's sure. been through a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and the X-ray of the, I don't understand how I could have become knotted.
Ah, my dick hurts just thinking about it. What, like, I can't feel good to jam stuff inside your dick. You ever wash in your dick and you get a little soap in the tip?
And it feels like you've gotten electric wire in there. That's what it feels like. Just like a little speck of soap.
Yeah, and you're like trying to pee a little bit. You're like, oh, I'll get rid of it. And it doesn't, it like makes it feel like it's gone in deeper.
Yeah.
Imagine that was a, and it's always like a USB cable or a charging cord. It's, I need to know. We need to do a deep dive on this. Maybe Vice can do one of those like little mini documentaries about the dick.
And you know, people who gain infamy. There are different ways that you can kind of move on from it. But this one, everyone knows who did it.
Yeah.
Everyone in Uttar Pradesh in India knows exactly who the teenager in pain.
Oh, it's old USB dick. And he's brought shame on his family.
Well, I don't think this is Japan.
I'm sure they got similar shit in India. There's probably shame there. Probably can't be shaming your.
How about this one? I question the doctor. Urologist led by Dr. Ajay Agarwal claimed the boy had no psychiatric illness as an evaluation proved unremarkable. You know, Dr. Ajay, I don't think you're qualified to make that diagnosis. No. You're a urologist.
Right. You're not
he clearly had psychiatric illness because that's not the decision of someone who knows what they're doing.
No, 100% no. I mean, we've talked about before how I made the mistake of jerking off with Pert Plus when I was about 16 or 17, and I learned my lesson. But I was trying to lubricate. I was trying to make things softer.
You're talking about a liquid soap. Thing. You're not talking about a metal wire.
No, it's crazy. Oh, it's actually insane. Okay. We are joined now. She wasn't with us last week. She was waylaid. People missed her.
We heard her at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. She made a little bit of noise.
It was right after you said, sorry, she's not here tonight. And then it was either the ghost that threw your laptop off the table or it was you, Kate.
This is rude.
We do tend to
so rude.
Get a little...
or maybe it was the turtle that got away.
Background noise from time to time.
There is some paranormal activity in my home. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, yeah. That time.
Could have been that.
That time her computer got...
Yeah, just took off.
Got tossed off.
Old man Williker was back to throw the laptop.
I don't know what you guys are laughing
that's
about.
Never been,
that happened.
That's never been studied quite enough. We have to get some cameras in here. Okay. Joining us now is everybody's favorite pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. How are you doing, Fancy?
Good to be back. I'm sorry I missed last week.
Were you
genuinely sorry?
Because you were busy.
Hate to miss the pod.
You were busy preparing for the AFL Grand Final, where your
that's right
West Coast Eagles defeated.
They took home the cup.
Yeah. What is the name of that cup? The Grand Final Cup, the AFL Championship.
No,
cup?
It has a name.
Over Ed's team, the Collingwood Magpies.
Oh, my Magpies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we smashed the Magpies.
The West Coast guy had to kick it from way over on the side.
That was a near impossible goal to make.
Through the middle bits to win it. And he was way over on the side of the oval-shaped field.
Yeah, mad skills.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Go Eagles.
Yeah, go Eagles. Congratulations.
Best team.
Yep. Okay, quick email.
Yep.
Ballers and Kate, # current episode, # every episode, # Friday Facts. Listen to the podcast today and totally can relate to Kate's dilemma with her boss. Oh, we mentioned you weren't here last week.
Oh, what did you say?
Because you had been called into a early morning meeting
and then were late. Yes, a lot of prep.
With her boss calling an early morning meeting. Asshole move, but not as bad as late afternoon meeting. I was an embedded contractor with an international oil conglomerate. Well, look at you. With a green logo and a name that rhymes with ZP. Did they happen to
poison the Gulf?
Yeah, poison the Gulf a couple years ago. We worked 980s, which means we worked 9 hours a day and have had every second Friday off. I would roll in at 7 a.m., not take a lunch, boss move, and then head out the door at 4 p.m. That was extremely frowned upon as they were the lovers of 4:30 p.m. video conferences. Can't hit mute. Can't put your head on the table as you have to look alert as you are on camera.
No.
I feel for Kate. Keep up the great work on the pad.
Oh, thank you.
Regards, Doug, the Canadian living in Houston.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that
Doug.
Sucks.
Meetings, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's when you can schedule a meeting. Maybe 3.
The late afternoon one sucks because I used to have a boss who she clearly didn't like going home to her husband. So she loved just stretching out the day.
You had a boss, a she boss.
I had nothing but she.
Was this like an 80s movie or something?
I had she bosses from the first job out of college until now.
Wow. And she used to call late afternoon meetings?
Always. No,
I
had like 5 different female bosses, but the one. It was the worst because she would complain about her husband. Then she'd be like, well, guess I'll miss dinner tonight. Yeah, but
oh, bullshit.
But so will I.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Fuck
also,
you.
The Friday afternoon meeting asshole. Like these people, it's a power move.
Yeah.
People schedule these
I'm
meetings.
About to enter a stretch of 6 p.m. meetings.
What?
Video conference meetings.
No, you can't do that on Tuesday.
No, it'll be on Thursdays.
Oh, that's bullshit.
It is.
Okay. Brian and Ed, in Back to School, Thornton hires Oingo Boingo to play at their dorm party. If that movie was made today, what band would be used? Also, Back to School would be a good movie to review. Great movie and over 30 years old. That's from Dean,
that
Gmail user. It's a great movie. I'd forgotten that Oingo Boingo was in that band, was in that movie. I thought Oingo Boingo was more of a regional LA.
Me too. What's
act?
The song?
Only a lad. Na, 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 na. It's Danny Elfman. Only
No, they were a known thing for
few they
years.
Were around. It would be tough to
It would be like Lil Wayne or something. It would be
It
would probably be Wheezy. That's my guess. Because it would have to be somebody fun. Somebody like somewhat silly.
Yes.
But
I mean,
I don't know.
You know who and universally known, you know who you've just described.
Oh, Tekashi.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
It would definitely be our guy or ICP Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Either of those. Could be either of those.
I think Tekashi 6ix9ine's at that level in his career where he's universally loved.
Everyone loves him.
Yeah. Beloved.
Back to School is a fantastic movie. It would be tough to get past the part where Jason Mellon is an incoming college freshman, and yet he's 39 years old for some reason.
Yeah, he. What else? He was in Christine. He was a super bummer of an actor.
Yeah, he's real morose, and he's like, "Yeah, I fucking hate that my dad's super rich and wants to pay for everything." I'd be right. like, "What?
Yeah,
that's my dream."
Dad hooks him up with a hot tub, and he's mad.
Yeah, he's all mad.
Have we ever talked about my connection to the movie?
I was going to say, didn't your ex-boyfriend's dad direct right. Back to School?
Yes, Alan Metter.
Alan Metter. And also...
He was big in the 80s.
He directed... what's that one with Sarah? Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Wow.
And
one of the Police Academies.
Police Academy 6.
Yes. Oh.
Which I believe is the one where they went to Russia.
I think I pulled the plug after 4, but good for him.
I didn't. Yeah, I don't think I did
think
any.
Citizens
police.
On the Patrol was my final.
That was
one.
3. Yeah, I don't think. I don't think I went any non Mahoney.
Yeah, I was a ride or die with Mahoney guy.
But I'll tell you what, when a Police Academy was coming out, I was at the theater that weekend, and I was watching Police fucking Academy because those were some good ass movies.
Spade,
Steve
was
Guttenberg,
in one.
Yeah, Spade. Spade. I think Spade
was
in
skateboarder.
3.
He was in Citizens on Patrol, maybe.
Right, yeah, because that's where they took just regular people and made them cops.
Sweet Chuck. Those guys.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? What is happening in Fancy Pop?
Let me tell you. I think maybe the biggest news to start the week was Kanye West holding... the cast and audience of Saturday Night Live. So he was the musical guest on the season premiere of Saturday Night Live this Saturday night. He played the end song, as is the norm. And then...
No, it's not the
Wait,
norm.
Oh, it's not?
I still haven't finished the episode.
So he
don't they play in the middle and then one at the end?
They play, they play with like 10 minutes left or 15 minutes left. They don't play when everybody waves goodbye. They don't...
No, he did that. So he played... It was so bad. He did one with Lil Pump, which is like his song right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like dressed in mascot costumes. And then he did one with some chick who was lip syncing, like not quite to the lyrics the whole time. And then they ended the show. And after they said goodbye, he started playing a song with some Kid Cudi was there. He had a whole bunch of proteges. But then after the show went off the air, he started lecturing the crowd.
He held everyone hostage, including like the whole cast, which was up on the stage.
And Chris Rock Insta-storied it, like I often Insta-story very, very funny things. And he was lecturing people on why he loves Trump. And it was just so uncomfortable. And it was just like so unnecessary and just to have this narcissist that thinks he can just fucking tell you, you got to just sit there and listen to him. And you could see all of the cast members were so, they just wanted to leave, you know, like it's done.
Well,
we're done working.
They all started leaving, like kind of like drifting off one by one.
Yeah. It was,
he said a lot of nuts.
He's not okay. What did he say?
He said stuff like, people ask him, how could you support Trump? He's a racist. Well, if I was concerned about racism, I would have moved out of America a long time ago. Then he said, we don't just make our decisions off of racism. I'm going to break it down to you right now. If someone inspires me and I connect with them, I don't have to believe in all their policies. Shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a post where he said abolish. Did he say
13th Amendment?
Yeah. What is he? Did he get it mixed up? Which one? I mean, why, as a black person, would you want to abolish that?
Yeah, that's the
kind of the big one.
Yeah, I just think he's just
next any,
level troll.
Any headlines are good headlines.
Yeah.
He now officially goes by Ye.
Yeah, but his Yay. Can we all agree? Like, he did some genius
work.
Why was
he dressed as a giant Perrier bottle?
I don't know. That was his first song with Lil Pump. His songs are bad now, though. He should stop talking and get back to making beats.
Yeah, he has not had good hooks the last couple. He's putting out these like mini albums.
Yeah.
But the hooks are no good.
Yeah. It's over. It's over for Ye.
He went on about how the producers had bullied him about wearing his MAGA hat and stuff. Like, yeah. I don't know. It sounded awful.
I doubt that. Okay, what else, Kate? He was wearing a MAGA hat, though. But that's just, he's just trolling. Right. Like, he's just trying to be contrary.
Okay, well, moving on. Let's talk about a real musician.
Okay, finally.
Our boy Tekashi.
Yeah. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Tekashi 6ix9ine has been living it up in the very conservative town of Dubai. Apparently, he was paid $250,000 for four shows over the past week.
Blends right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess his home was raided, though, by the FBI on Friday, and they found some guns. He really does fancy himself a bit of a gangster.
He runs afoul of the law pretty often.
I think he might have also shot a video there. There was some Instagram pics of a multicolored Ferrari, which was very tight.
Yeah.
At least he unloaded apparently some cash on his abuela before the threat.
Oh, that was pretty sweet.
I think he and his crew might have had like a accident on some ATVs because he also IG'd a picture of him getting an MRI with no kind of explanation.
Yeah. Worried about my boy
Tekashi. I hope he's wearing a helmet because all those thoughts in his head, you wouldn't want it to get jumbled by a head injury.
He was hanging out with some billionaire son of some some guy.
That's cool if you make $1 billion and then you want your kids to be around the best and brightest. And sure enough, he brings Tekashi 6ix9ine around his house.
What do you want? Do you want to go study at UCLA? Do you want to go to medical school? Do you want to travel and go help dig wells in the Congo?
I'm going to ride ATVs with
Could you send the jet to get Tekashi 6ix9ine and bring him to the palace, please?
Yeah. That's what I'd do.
Yeah. I hope he's okay.
Godspeed, and not, Tekashi.
Not in too much trouble with the FBI.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Someone else who's in a little bit of legal trouble, our girl Cardi B.
Uh-oh.
By the way, how old do you guys think Cardi B is?
Okay. How fucking old is this girl, Cardi B?
She's young, right? She's like, I feel like she's really young, right? 23?
How old does she look?
23 sounds crazy to me. It sounds way too young. I would say 29.
Okay, she's in the middle. She's 25.
Oh, okay. That's...
But just to be fair, she does not look 25.
No. She's got a very adult appearance.
Okay, so she has a baby with
Offset. I know him.
They welcomed a daughter called, do you know the daughter's
Culture.
Name? Culture with a K. Yep. That's
all this shit. Yep.
So
it's a love story. They're in love. They're so bound to each other. They just love each other so much.
They're in so much love that Cardi B got herself.
If that baby ever gets strep, we're gonna have to take a culture from culture.
Culture.
Yesterday, Cardi turned herself. She turned herself into the cops amid allegations that she threw a hookah pipe and some glasses at a couple of bartender sisters in a Queens strip club during a jealousy-fueled melee. Apparently, these two sisters, who are called Jade and Baddie G, B-A-D-D-I-E, G.
You could pick, I've said this before, you can pick any name.
That's what she picked.
Yeah.
That's what she's going.
Baddie G?
Yeah. So
that's like a Sesame Street.
These sisters
bad guy.
Are 21 and 23.
You could be Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Exactly.
You could be Tekashi 6'8. I'm Tekashi 6'8 now.
I'm Tekashi 70. What's up?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
So she's charged with two counts of reckless endangerment and one count of third degree assault for apparently attacking these two girls who claim they had sex with Cardi's husband, Offset.
And I heard they were sisters.
They are sisters. It was 21 and 23 years old.
This is
are these
same,
the Coors Light twins?
This is the same thing that happened to...
No, there are a couple of bartenders that work in a strip club in Queens.
Who's the black and yellow guy?
Wiz Khalifa. Yeah.
Wiz Khalifa, who's got just one of the most disgustingly huge penises you've ever seen in your life. Okay. And he's just so skinny. But what led to the end of his relationship with Amanda Rose?
Amber Rose.
No. Amber Rose was that she discovered he had had a threesome with twins.
That's right.
Which is a little gross.
It's very gross.
Like,
yeah. I mean, that's like bordering on incest because
it's bordering.
A threesome often involves like everybody you'd hope. Hooking up.
Yes. Yeah, if she's like, hey, can I bring my twin sister? I'd be like, don't you have any hot friends?
Right. It is gross.
Gross.
The Coors Light commercial.
Yes, and so, twins.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens to Cardi. But apparently,
she'll be all right.
Yeah, she was throwing things. Her crew, like 10 members of her crew, were all involved.
She's street. And also, Pac-Man Jones had a guy paralyzed in a strip club that he shot up, and he didn't do any time or anything.
Right.
So
she's from the Bronx.
Yeah. She's real. She's real as fuck.
So I think we talked about a couple of weeks ago, it was reported that the Biebs and his fiance,
Baldwin,
Haley Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Has it been reported that the Biebs has completely stolen married. My appearance?
No, but
because
that's
he
a
dresses
good,
like me now, good, he's like Vans point. And florals,
and a mustache.
And he's got a mustache.
Do you think? Like, what do you the think fuck? When they go over Dad's place, like they're forced to watch Biodome?
No, it's probably like the Trinity Broadcasting Network movies that he does now.
So it was Kirk reported Cameron that shit. They went and got a marriage license, but that they'd also gotten married, and now that's been confirmed. So it seems, here's what I think. I think that they got stoned.
Yeah.
They went down to get a marriage license, and then they were like, well, let's just get married while we're here. And they had like a pastor friend.
It's a good with them. Al Green song, Let's Get Married.
They just got swept away. And so they forgot to get a prenup, both of them.
Forgot.
Yeah, they're a little stoned. And then, but then after, on the same day, they both like tried to get.
If I were Marion Bieber, I'd forget about that prenup. I keep changing the subject at any time it was coming up.
I guess they both reached out on the same day to try and get a prenup drafted and signed quickly.
You can get a postnup. You can sign a contract anytime for any reason.
So Justin is so in love, he doesn't see the need for one.
Oh, yeah. He's going to see the need in about 5 years.
What do you think his net worth
is? I'm going to guess $389 million net worth.
Son of a bitch.
What?
I was going to go 385.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, well it's not that much. You're kind of price is writing me.
Yeah.
I'll go 390.
I went first, though.
You guys want
390 you.
He's worth 250, which is a lot.
That is a lot.
So, kids are great. They make good decisions.
I imagine his dad, Jeff or whatever, Josh, his dad's like my age, and his manager, Scooter, will get this sorted out post-haste.
How about that priest, that preacher? Maybe he can get
right
involved.
his rock and roll pastor.
They'll get a post-nup sorted out.
They'll talk it over with his Australian rock and roll pastor. Hey guys,
yep.
If you got a rock and roll pastor, I'm just saying, if he's got sunglasses on and a tight affliction shirt where it's like a t-shirt and it's tight, but it has like shimmery lamé on it. I'd be concerned. I'm concerned about your pastor. All right.
Yeah.
This is
just keep an eye on that guy.
This is my impression. If Justin Bieber wanted to get a post-nup with me, just leave the paper on the counter. I'll get to it. I'll get around to it. Just I'll get back to it. Just give me a minute. I'm in the middle of something.
I keep meaning to do that.
No, I'll get to it.
Is that it, Kate? Do we have any more stories?
Yeah, I got an update on the Bling Ring.
Oh. Yeah, they were knocking
they caught
off,
him.
Like, Puig?
They caught the guy.
Somebody soon?
They've robbed Puig 4 times.
So he robbed Rams wide receiver Robert Woods.
Okay.
Yep.
Rihanna Yasiel Puig and Christina Milian. So I guess they caught him because they pulled him over last Friday in connection to the Robert Woods break-in. And he had stolen, he's cruising around with stolen items that belong to Woods, Rihanna, Puig, and Million, like all the people that he had robbed. Yeah, they still have
the stuff in the car. You're supposed to get rid of the stolen
not
items.
Not a good robber. You don't drive around with that stuff.
No, you don't. You definitely don't.
Anyway.
Yeah, and they had a list.
He's pulling a Dana Plato, like, right? Didn't she go back to the scene of the crime?
Oh, did she? They R.I.P. Dana Plato. They had a list, and it was like Matt Damon. Imagine just making a list of everybody you know that's rich and just be like, let's go to their house and rob them. And also, how do you find their house? Do you do one of those star maps?
I don't know how you find it, but I mean, I guess there's ways to find out.
And don't they have security? I was real bummed because Puig, like, you know when he's at work because that's when the game is.
Well, here's the thing. Christina Milian's house got broken into twice in the span of 4 days.
I'd like to
step up your security game.
I'd like to.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to violate.
She's like 3 feet tall.
She's 5'2", and I also would like to get it.
Yes, I'd like to get it swinging.
Maybe
I liked her so much that I watched the remake of Can't Buy Me Love starring Nick Cannon and her.
Is it? Oh no, that's
love don't cost a thing.
And that is
that's how much
so beyond. I mean, you could just look at pictures on the internet, like Google image search.
Well, this was like 2003.
Nick Cannon was in it. Unbelievable. okay. Is that it, Kate?
Yes, that's the news for this week.
Well done. Excellent job all the way around.
Did I not get any fan mail? What's happening?
Yeah,
people have forgotten about you. I think Kennard is going to send us arsenic.
1 week. I'm like off the air 1 week.
Yeah. Bring anthrax.
Thought I would have had some like sad emails about
Kennard in Kansas.
Me being absent.
I think there was some Twitter chatter about where's fancy sauce and whatnot. But hey, you're back.
That's right.
And that's all that
we got to keep moving forward.
That's right. We don't look back. Okay. For Kate McManus, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 237 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, covers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS.